Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
All right, just after 3 o'clock on DGS. Dave is out today. Just a little recovery. Had a skin procedure done this morning. Remember on Friday, he was showing the stream and talking about it on the show, the little like bump that had come up around his, I can't remember which ear. I think it was his left earlobe. But it was a little below that. And went to the doctor today. Dave did. And they said, hey, guess what? You're going to have that removed today. So that procedure happened this morning. He's doing fine. He's just taking the day because it probably hurts quite a bit. And when, you know, thinking about where it is going to be somewhat connected to your jaw, too. So talking and headphones and all that, not going to be great. So hopefully Dave will be back tomorrow. But if not, it won't be long. It sounds like it's going to be pretty quick. And he's probably sitting home annoyed and dealing with the pain of that minor surgical procedure. But he's fine, just so everybody knows.
Oh, man, you said connected to the jaw made me think of, like, TMJ. It's something I see in my algorithm a lot because I think I have a little bit of that, like, just tension in my jaw.
Yeah.
And I saw this one girl. She's a podcaster. She recently got Botox to treat her TMJ. Yep. But the injector put it in the wrong spot. So now, like, her face is frozen and she can't smile a certain way. Yeah, it's kind of a nightmare.
That is not fun.
I didn't know that was a possibility.
Not fun at all.
But she's also pretty funny. So it's like she's making it funny.
So,
and she's just going out in public with her face.
It's
going
to do it. Yeah. She got what you get. It's what you have to do. Yeah. What choice do you have?
No choice.
You can't just throw on a mask or something. It is what it is, right? Have fun with it while you can. Not have fun with it, but make fun of it and, you know, make light of it while you can. All right. So, again, I want to repeat the Cardinals trade deadline move because while we were talking about it live with Bernie and Matt, I got bad information from a trusted source. And it's actually better for the Cardinals because it's actually a better trade. So originally we had been given a deal. I'd been given a deal that was two pitchers for Dustin May and Jojo Romero. They were traded to the Milwaukee Brewers. That part was correct all along. But the players in return are not the players that we were told. So I wanted to make sure we give you guys the accurate information again. So they traded Dustin May and Jojo Romero to the Brewers and got two young outfielders in return. On MLB.com, they are the number 11 and number 13 prospects in the Brewers system. So keep in mind what Bernie said earlier about how good Milwaukee's system is. That guys that are in that 10, 11, 12, 13 range, which are the guys we're talking about, in a lot of systems would maybe be top 5 or 6 because those systems aren't as deep as Milwaukee. So these are really quality young players. So the two players are outfielders, Alexander Frias, who's the number 11 prospect for the Brewers, according to MLB.com, and Josiah Ragsdale, who is the number 13, according to MLB.com. So Frias, the higher rated of the two guys, is actually the young one. He's only 18 years old. He's only got about 28 games above rookie ball. So he is a longer term guy, but Frias is a guy with some power. He's got a really strong arm. He's a slightly above average runner. He's a left-handed bat. So It's a guy that people think will have more power moving down the road, according to the scouting reports that are out there. This year in 60 games, he has 8 home runs, 16 doubles, and 19 stolen bases. And that's combined between rookie ball, where he hit 441. That's not happening at A ball. He's in low A now, and he's hitting 236, and he's making a big adjustment as one of the youngest players in full season baseball, by the way. And then the other guy is an outfielder as well, another left-handed hitter named Josiah Ragsdale, who has split the year between high A and double A, and his numbers are unassailable. He's got 1,000 OPS, 19 home runs, and 31 steals between high A and double A, which is pretty damn good. That's also fairly close to the big leagues. You know, we're talking about a guy that will likely finish this year at double A, which means he could be at Memphis next year, and that puts him on the doorstep. So he's a guy with power and speed, clearly a guy that's having a monster season between low A and high A. But what he's graded out the best at when it comes to the scouting reports is speed. So he's got a 70 grade speed, which is not Victor Scott, but it's close. You know, Victor Scott's is faster than that, but this is still a guy who has tremendous speed and maybe a guy that enters into the Cardinals center field competition at some point in the next calendar year. So just wanted to get that correct information out there. The correct information is that the Cardinals traded Dustin May and Jojo Romero to the Brewers for two young outfielders, Alexander Frias, who's 18, Josiah Ragsdale, who's 22. Both guys have some power. Both guys are left-handed hitters, and we will break that down more coming up in the 4 o'clock hour with Redbird Rush Hour, and that'll be Bernie and Matt and me taking care of that hour leading into Cardinals pregame.
Now, Kevin, would you say that report about the Cardinals was brought to you by somebody?
That report might have been brought to you by Rawlings. Ooh. How about that? Our Cardinal report sponsored by Rawlings. You should visit the Rawlings experience at Westport. And while you're out there, get yourself a glove like Dave Glover did.
Has Dave picked up his glove yet?
I don't know.
We gotta ask. Question.
As of last week, no.
Okay.
At least not that we thought. And I'm sure if, you know, once that happens, we're going to get to see it. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be cool. But anyway, if you want to be like Dave Glover, you can also go have a glove made at the Rawlings experience. Rach, I forgot what you said we had to do or we're going to do after we were done with the Cardinal stuff.
I just said I could have something ready for you.
I thought there was something specific that I got in baseball brain right there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, let's get all the details on these two guys that nobody around here heard about before.
Well, and then I interrupted you by telling a completely pointless story about a podcaster getting bad Botox.
It was not at all weird.
Did you hear him say specific?
I did.
Yeah. I liked specific.
I did.
Specific.
That could catch on.
I got to have my own like dictionary because I've got about 5 of those so far. We got to keep adding them together.
I really like I think I might start using
the one that we were dying about like a week or two ago? It was before Rach's vacation. I can't remember, but it was really hilarious.
Yeah. I remember laughing, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It wasn't a horse poop.
Oh, no, that's what it was. What did I say?
Who's pump?
I was trying to say
that's who's pump.
I was about to say the bad words, and then I tried to adjust on the fly, and it came out who's pump.
That's a bunch of who's pump.
That's a who's pump. I kind of like that one. That's my favorite one.
Who's pump? I forgot about who's
that's my favorite Wheelerism.
I have a question for you guys. I just got back from a trip. I know I keep bringing it up. Get over it. It's the only thing happening. Well, it's not the only thing happening in my life, but it's what I want to talk about on the show today. But you get back and you look through the fridge and you're like, is this food still good? Should I still be eating this, you know, pre-vacation food? My question for you guys, when do you decide to toss something? Are you like strictly going by the best buy date or do you push it? Because I know everybody's a little different.
So I grew up with my parents, and at about age 12 or so, we moved into my grandma's house to help take care of her as time goes. And so that's kind of what I grew up with. So I grew up with a cabinet full of food from the 80s. Last night, we had dinner with my dad, and there's the seasoning that we put on fries. Well, I actually looked at the bottle of the seasoning. The bottle's from 2005.
Whoa. How are you making the stuff last that long?
I mean, you know, a big bottle of seasoning, you just do a little sprinkle every so often. It's like, yeah, and then suddenly it lasts for 20 years.
Dang.
And so I am fairly strict about
like Best Buy dates, Best Buy or dates, sell by dates.
But I do acknowledge that it's probably fine to stretch those, because I have had some very expired things that you would not think you should eat, and it doesn't. I don't really notice it until after I've used it, or cooked with it, or cooked it, and then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't eat that. But it's always turned out fine.
What about you, Wheels? What are you and Susan like? Are you guys different on that, or is one of you?
Susan's
out
more
stuff
strict
more?
About it than I am. There are a lot of things where, like, if I look at it and I don't see any mold or spots and it doesn't smell bad, I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things like, well, that's been a few days, it's gone. But I'm definitely on the more forgiving side. Like, I've definitely used, a bottle of teriyaki sauce in the fridge that's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wasn't a great idea, but I don't remember. I didn't die from it, so I guess I'm all right.
Well, it doesn't help that there's no, like, uniform standard for when to toss.
Right.
And then the food companies...
Everything's different.
Yeah. The food companies then make things even more confusing, because there are all these different terms. It's like best before, best by,
right.
best if used by.
Can we just change it to, like,
by.
Throw this away by this date?
Right. I mean, that's what they should do.
Yeah.
And California actually became the first state in the United States to standardize food labels. They banned the sell by dates. Best if used by or use by for product safety, as opposed to sell by. Because sell by, that's used
totally
by
different
the store.
Thing.
Yeah, that's for the store to move it and get it out of their face.
Yeah.
And get, you know,
offload
it onto
you. The sell by day is not the expiration date.
Right.
For most things.
Right. But I think it's reasonable that people would think, like, oh, if I haven't made the package of hamburger by then, that it's bad.
Now, there are things I will not play around with. Like uncooked chicken, if it's a past, it's gone.
Even if it smells
fish,
okay and the texture's okay.
Yeah, because you know how that is. I don't know. There's things, just chicken and fish. Anything that's just questionable. And look, with fish, it's because I have paid the price for it dearly.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
I ate some fish that had been out, like sitting out on a counter after a barbecue, been a lot longer than I probably should have. And, maybe the sickest I've ever been in my entire life. I mean, I'm not even going to give you guys details because it's so bad.
What is it about fish, I wonder?
I don't know. It wasn't like anything weird. It was just salmon, but it was out too long and it clearly went bad. And the next 24 hours for me were as bad as any 24 hours have been from that type of sickness. It was just unbelievable.
Barry on the stream says anything dairy related is pitched fast.
Not cheese, though.
I'm not cheese. And you know what? Yogurt, too. I'm like, okay. Well, the yogurt's already been through this, like, culturing process.
And
what,
butter.
As long as it smells okay.
Butter can last forever.
Yeah. I feel like anything that's been, like, pasteurized or cultured in some way is probably.
I'll push it with cheese. Cheese is definitely the eye test for me. If I can look at it, I don't see anything, and it's not like, you know, it dries out and gets hard. If it's neither of those things, I'm going to eat it.
Now, what about mold on bread? Like, not like moldy bread, but you pull out the bread that's a little past its date, and it's got that little bitty spot of, blue or whatever on it. Will you just rip that off? And
I'm probably throwing away that whole piece, but I'm not throwing away the whole loaf.
Okay. So, like, you won't eat. So if there's, like, a piece right behind it, that's totally fine.
Yeah, as long as it wasn't touching the mold.
Okay.
I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, okay.
Here's some things to keep in mind just to kind of reduce food waste. And, you know, you don't have to throw something away just because the box says a certain thing. Unopened canned food, like beans, tomatoes, fruit, vegetables, shelf-stable foods, packaged and liquid, those are actually going to last for years after the date stamped on its label. And same thing with soy milk, almond milk, or any food that's been heat-treated and sealed to stay safe without refrigeration. You're actually good for longer than you'd think. And sometimes maybe this is like not the smartest rule of thumb, but sometimes I think, like, okay, if it was the apocalypse and this was the only food I had access to, I'm going to go ahead and take a swing at it.
Yeah.
So I'll just go ahead and do it now, too. Now, dry goods like cookies, crackers, and cereal also have a long shelf life, because they're not growing bacteria, because they don't have very much moisture in them. So keep that in mind. You can kind of just use your best judgment.
I was watching, we don't have enough time. I'll do this quick. I was watching a video on TikTok. This guy, I don't know why I get caught up in this, but this guy, this like an old guy with a slow monotone voice, tells you how to make like the survival food that the military uses, like these chocolate bars that are like energy. And there's another like a granola-y thing. It's like nuts and chocolate and stuff. And it'll last like 10 years on the shelf without refrigeration or even being covered. It's like that's what it's made of.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's really cool. And then I look at them and go, they probably don't taste very good. Guys, but this day is flying.
It really is.
Of course, my head is literally spinning. If you guys are watching on the stream, my head just keeps spinning in circles. Just the way this is all going. It's been a frenzy on the baseball side, and for me, like, I'm doing three things at once, and I feel like I don't even know what time of day it is. I look up and like, oh wow, it's almost 3:30. It's almost Dave Murray time.
Kevin is logged in. It's actually pretty impressive the way that he's like been able to talk about things on the show while also being like totally glued
while learning to, about them at the same time.
Yeah, totally glued to his computer.
It's one of those days, man. I mean, there are times, I mean, I think we probably have other days like that around, like in the newsroom, that would be an election day, right? Where everybody's doing something and it's chaos and you're trying to keep up with everything. Thankfully, I'm not a part of election coverage because I would not be good at it. But I think it's that kind of thing.
Like you're having fun, right?
Oh, no, it's stressful.
But
you look
fun.
Up and like every few seconds there's something new and you're like, oh, I need to know that. Oh, I need to send that out. I need to retweet that. I need to learn that. I need to. And then you're like, wait a minute. What was I just doing?
Yeah, there was a couple times when it was you, Matt, and Bernie where there would be like a couple seconds of silence.
Because all three of us were doing the same
right.
thing.
And I'm like, this usually never happens. Not with these three. But
you're
I knew
so
it's
right.
like they're just reading. They're just learning they're in real time what's going on.
All three of us doing the exact. I mean, if you guys want a little behind the scenes, like this is, and again, this is true for today because it's deadline day. It's true for us as sports guys. I think this is how it works on big news day. So like a big weather event when we've got a lot of breaking weather news and things like that. That's a lot of what's going on. Like if you look underneath the hood, what's happening is like there's a lot happening at once and you're trying to do like everybody that's involved in it. So in the case of the, you know, we go into weathergasm, you know, Michael Calhoun is just buzzing all over the place because he's doing three or four different things. Mm-hmm. We're trying to keep up and we're passing back and forth and then Dave Murray jumps in. And that's what just gets kind of that's the fun part.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
The fun part of like breaking news and stories that are happening while you're talking about them. Like these things, the Cardinals trade was happening and being announced while we were talking about it. And then, of course, we got the wrong information, but then we got the right information.
And it's like these days are fun, but thank goodness every day is not like this because it's a little exhausting.
Yes.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Just for the record, that was not me making that noise.
It's this this version of the song I'm playing. It has cows, I guess.
That was not me. I did not do this.
It startled me.
Obviously, it's just past 3:30, our time with Dave Murray. Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be back.
Good. Finally get these guys locked up.
First order of business, Dave Glover, you're taking the day off.
We're back on our good behavior this week, Dave.
That's right. It was fascinating, Rachel, and you know this already. Is every day that ticked by, they get more and more off the rails.
They're an unruly bunch.
Rach is our North Star. Not even kidding. Like legit, our North Star to keep us acting like grown people.
Well, it's good to be back. It's been a really fun day.
It's wild. Dave, we were talking about this before the break. I'm not sure if you had tuned in or not, but how like today is one of those days for guys like me and sports guys where it's a trade deadline day in baseball and things are just happening nonstop. They're happening in real time. That's got to feel like the same for you on those big weather days when you're in there, especially on TV, when you're in there and you've got the screen behind you and everything's going on at once.
Oh, yeah. It's like putting 10 cats in a bag. You're constantly, things are moving all the time, but you have to keep talking.
Right. You're learning
to keep
things.
Going. Yeah. Right. While you're seeing stuff on radar, something else is happening.
Right.
And then you have producers talking to you at the same time. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Rach made a good point. At the end, she said, it's great. It's fun, but you're glad it's not every day. I'm guessing you felt the same way. Those are the things that get your juices flowing, right? You get the adrenaline pump, but man, and that if that was every day. Oh.
No. I've had some severe weather events that maybe took up 3 out of the 5 days, the Monday through Friday days, because weekends too. But by the time Friday rolls around, it's like, oh, done. Let's get this done. And let's grow relax for a couple of days before it starts up again.
Yeah. Well.
But it is fun.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable.
Now, when you're dealing with it, that's what I would call real news. It's important. Things are happening, right? It could be a safety issue. I'm in the toy department, man. This is all just fun stuff.
Look at this shiny thing that I just got.
That's pretty much what it ends up being. So it makes it a little different. There's no pressure on us. Let's put it that way. There's nothing really weird.
Well, there is, because you want to get it right.
Sure.
And when you don't get it right, you feel bad.
Yep.
You get corrected. And
it's say, almost like you knew that happened to us earlier.
I did.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where I don't know if it's the same for you, because obviously being the meteorologist, you're the one seeing and interpreting the information. You've got it in front of you.
Yep.
This is a case where a person that I really know and trust got information that turned out to not be right. And as soon as we got the right information, just change it.
Bang. That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. Now that person no longer trust at all.
Well, I do trust my buddy, but I might double check next time. All right, so how are we looking this week, Dave? What's the?
Yeah, pretty good. Today gorgeous for early August. Nice evening. Nice day tomorrow, though a little bit warmer. 89 degrees. Quiet Tuesday night. Wednesday sunny. Warmest. Hottest. Let's call it the hottest day of the week is Wednesday, but it's not too bad. 91 degrees. That means a lot of the day in the 80s. Unsettled again late Wednesday night. I think it's going to be after midnight. The evening on Wednesday should be fine, but scattered showers and thunderstorms return Thursday night and come to an end fairly quickly Friday morning, but 85 for the high on Thursday. We'll be in the 80s. Probably through Saturday anyway. We might climb close to 90 degrees come Sunday again, but that's a long way off.
Wow.
Not bad.
Sounds like a great week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Dave.
Rain, nice temperatures. You're welcome.
We appreciate it. I know Rach in particular appreciates that on her first week back.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Dave's forecast is from the Saliga weather desk. And
heating and cooling weather
desk. Heating and cooling weather desk. And this past weekend was great. I ended up turning off my AC and opening up
Saturday, the windows. Saturday, it was like 73, 74.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Saturday was a great
October,
day.
An October, early November day.
Yeah. Yeah, I can always go by the dogs. We have two old dogs, and the colder, the nicer it is out, the more they want to stay out. Mm-hmm. When it's hot, they're like, all right, just open that door. We're going back in.
That's right, going back in. Where's that AC vent? Where's the kitchen floor? Where's the fan?
Oh, we had one of those. Ours don't do that now with the vent. Now, they're little guys, so they cool off pretty fast. But we had a big Samoyed, big sled dog with a big old coat. And he would always lay on the blower, always lay on on the AC vent every time. On these hot days.
I have a small in front of the fireplace downstairs. So you've got tile in front of the fireplace, marble, whatever it is. I have a fan. It's not a big fan. It's just a little fan.
Right.
Snowflake, after we've come for a walk, she just walks in, sprawls out on the marble and looks at me like, please turn the fan on. And you won't hear you won't hear from me for at least 3 or 4 hours.
That's a good. Well, they got the nice nap sound along with the cool floor and the nice breeze. Yeah. Yeah. That could be. That might work for me too.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Except for the hard floor part, I might need the carpet. Or
Dave Murray, please turn on the fan. Oh, Dave, there was a funny moment last week when I was in D.C. I was at the D.C. Open, a tennis tournament, and I was like, look who I saw right as I was walking out. And it turned out to be Dr. Oz. So that was interesting to see him. But I texted to the guys. I was like, look who I saw right as I was walking out. And Andrew texted and said, why did I think it would be Dave Murray? It really made me laugh.
For some reason, as soon as she sent that, and this was at like 3:04, like I knew you were about to be on the show. I was like, why did I think it was going to be? I was like, oh, it was Babbitt. It's Dave Murray. It was Dave Murray at this Washington, D.C. tennis tournament.
Love it.
That's great. Rach, you want to do some headlines?
Yeah. Let's start by talking about kind of a striking study that just came out. Our word count has declined dramatically. And by that, I mean the number of words we are speaking per day. People are speaking far less than they used to, about 28% fewer words per day on average between 2005 and 2019. So it could be even less than that. And the reason seems to be is because we're spending more time alone and we have replaced these small interactions like with cashiers, receptionists, bank tellers, with apps, texts, online forms, even like ordering at a fast food restaurant. You're cutting back on your words so much by entering that order into an app and then you just pull up and say, hey, I'm, you know, number 13 or what have you. So it's just very interesting to see this real world consequence kind of how we're going digital and spending more time alone. Like we're speaking less.
I'm trying to make up for it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say it'd be like 5% as much if Kevin wasn't on the curve making it 28% as much.
Look, I got to earn my keep, right? Like part of the reason that they wanted me on the baseball team in college was that I could bring up the team GPA. So I'm going to keep that up in this part. I'm going to keep up our word count, man. I got to go. Got work to do. I got to have something that people can count on.
Have you got Andrew and Wheels? Have you guys seen Spider-Man Brand New Day yet? Yep.
Gonna see it next weekend,
not yet.
Or this coming weekend, I should say.
Well, it just
noticed she didn't ask me, she already knew my answer.
I had a hunch.
Who never leaves the house for any reason. You seen this movie?
I can't believe you're not a superhero movie game guy, Dave.
No, I'm not at all.
I am stunned.
What if Dave was like a secret like Marvel super fan this whole time?
He's like, yeah, I won't see the movies because they're not true enough to the comics.
Yeah.
Well, Spider-Man Brand New Day has just claimed the biggest North American opening weekend ever. Final figures put it at $360 million.
Wow.
That is past the $357.1 million brought in by Avengers Endgame in 2019.
I'm so surprised by that. Like, I just did not think this movie was going to make that big of a splash. I don't know.
Well, I think it's interesting because The Odyssey is already pushing $1 billion in box office. Might be over. It was $800 million by the end of last week. So it might have pushed $1 billion already. Spider-Man's killing it and is expected to keep killing it. Doomsday is expected to be a massive movie. Then you've got, and that's and Dune at the same time. It's a huge movie year. And it's funny because for all those years, people are like, what does it take to get people back to the theaters? Great movies.
Yeah, movies. That's what it takes. See.
Yeah. Bring out the titles exactly and the people that, you know, the actors, the titles, the stories, and the coolness of the big movies, and people will come see them.
Man, Tom Holland's got to be having a great summer.
My dude is, he is killing it. How old is he?
Gosh, he's like 30.
Yeah, he's like a little over 30, is I think.
Yeah, he might be maybe 31.
So he's going to be one of those perpetually he's 30. He's going to be one of those perpetually 18-year-olds.
I know. But I mean, he's got the Odyssey, he's got Spider-Man, he just married Zendaya.
Well, he's in Doomsday, right? Because Spider-Man's got to be in that.
That's going to upset a lot of people in trivia over the next couple of years when we start having to put him on the highest grossing actors list.
Oh, yeah.
And no one's going to think about him, but he's, I mean, if he's not already on the top five.
I mean, all of the people in the Avengers movies are on those lists because those movies made bank. Man, good to be Tom Holland.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a cool story. Stonehenge is going to grant rare access to a select few people. So this month, you could get 20 minutes inside Stonehenge per day, like for one lucky ticket holder per day. So basically, when you go see Stonehenge, you're usually standing behind this rope and you're only able to view it from the outside. But they are going to do a daily draw that gives an advanced ticket buyer time inside the circle.
Right.
So this is something that is...
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that's really rare.
I think
rare.
We have a show field trip coming.
They're not letting us in there, let's be
Come
real.
Come on.
Don't touch anything.
Usually to get this kind of access, you have to either be very famous, like Barack Obama and Buzz Aldrin have been inside of Stonehenge. Okay, I'll let them do that. I feel like they've both earned it. Or you could pay about $400 for a special tour, which is going to be kind of a hefty ticket for most people, right? Or if you come on the summer or winter solstice, then they allow you to access the circle. But on a given day, no, you're going to be standing behind a rope viewing it from the outside. So this is pretty cool that they're doing this all month.
Love it. I want to do it. Man.
Yeah, that would be really neat. And I'm sure they don't allow like flash photography or anything, but I bet you'd be able to take pictures with your phone.
So cool. I love that old stuff. Dave, are you like that? Are you into the big archaeological things, like the historical things?
Yeah.
I want to see Stonehenge. I want to see Easter Island. I also want to visit Göbekli Tepe in Turkey because that's supposed to be, it's a structure that's like 10,000 years old, like thousands of years before we thought people could build those things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there. So
pretty cool. Neat.
All right, Dave, let's make plans. We'll all go.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's 3:46. This time check is brought to you by Paramount Men's Medical Center.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing! Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.